And parents of children with autism sometimes say they know things about the disorder that doctors don't. For decades, some parents have been saying that symptoms of autism diminish when their child has a high fever. But researchers had never checked out that possibility until now. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
For the first 3 years of his life, Renee Kraft's son Jackson communicated primarily through screaming tantrums. He never spoke, he didn't point to things, he didn't make eye contact. Then, a couple of years ago, Jackson got sick. Kraft says he was running a high fever.
He was laying in our bed, and he was recovering, and he said out of the blue, "I like the sheets, Daddy. They're really comfortable." And then later that day, he looked out the window and he said, "Oh, it's raining, and squirrels eat nuts."
Kraft says she and her husband got a brief glimpse of a son who'd been locked in his own world. Then the fever went away, and so did Jackson's improvement. Kraft watched her son closely the next time he got sick, and the time after that. She says every time Jackson got a high fever, he underwent a dramatic change. He would ask to play a game, or make eye contact, or stop biting his hands until they bled.
Jackson runs into furniture with his head when he's upset, or I question him. When he has a fever, those behaviors disappear.
Her son's doctor was baffled, so Kraft turned to the Internet. That led her to a group of autism researchers at the Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore. It turned out they were about to publish a study on what they called the fever effect. That study appears in the current issue of the journal Pediatrics. Laura Kern is the lead author. She says the results suggest that parents like Kraft have been right all along.
We did find fewer autistic-like behaviors when kids had fevers, and as the fever disappeared, their autistic behaviors returned.
That wasn't true for every child. Also, the study included just 30 children and relied on parents to fill out detailed checklists about each child's behavior. Even so, Curran says it looks like the fever effect is real. She's not surprised.
As a mother myself, I know no one knows their children better than the parents, and we've been hearing about these anecdotes for many, many years.
Now the question is how fever affects autism. Dr. Andy Zimmerman of Kennedy Krieger says the answer probably involves the connections between brain cells, which many researchers believe is one place things go wrong in autism. Zimmerman says it's not the rise in a child's temperature that makes the difference, but it may be that brain connections work better in the presence of small proteins called cytokines that are produced by the immune system.
We'd like to know what those cytokines are in children with autism when they get fevers to see if one or more of these cytokines might be unusually increased or effective.
That might lead to a treatment that could mimic the beneficial effects of fever without actually making a child sick. Kraft believes researchers will find an answer, and it will help her son.
I know he's in there, and there is a medical treatment that needs to occur for this child. There is something occurring in his brain that he needs that he gets when he has a fever. I don't know what it is. That's up to the doctors to figure out, but he's in there. He's waiting to come out.
Kraft plans to enroll her son in a new study at Kennedy Krieger that will try to explain the fever effect. John Hamilton, NPR News.